In past episodes, I have spoken about things like storage, types of materials, or the items you should use for upcycling. I even spoke about specifics like how to be careful with what items you use for storing food. So you might be asking yourself at this time, why are we sort of going backwards or starting the same thing over again? Well, I don't think we are. I find that all this information can be a bit overwhelming if you want to do upcycling. So now I'm taking it to the next step, and that is how to get started. Enough with the talk, down to earth basics. One of the things I have mentioned, start very simply with the items you already have. Don't even bother going to the dollar store, not yet. When I first started, I had a couple of items, plastic bags, stapler, and lots of those manila folders you use in offices. From the plastic bags, I created yarn with my grandmother's crochet needle. I created crochet rugs, headbands, and other items. I will be putting some links on my page if you want to see them. I created paper dolls out of the same manila folders I had with leftover paints. Sometimes I use the plastic bags for costumes or even the hair. Basically, just start with the items you have. If all you have is a plastic bottle with a white mouth, you can cut off the top, paint it. If you're artistic enough, put a design on it and use it as a planter. The same goes with bottles. There are so many ways to make bottles decoratives. Some go from simple to works of art. Some people use some twine and rope and wind it around the top of the bottle for a more sophisticated look. Use old t-shirts as rags. Always ask family members if you're going to use some of their stuff for upcycling. Remember, what you consider ready for reuse is still a treasure to them. As some people already know, that old t-shirt may have great meaning or significance to your child, wife, husband, or partner. The next thing you want to do is know exactly how much of your time you're going to use for your upcycling projects. Know more or less how much time you have or are willing to give your projects. Half finished projects are just a waste of time. So do the projects you can start and finish. The third thing is, not everyone is crafty or artistic. Why frustrate yourself? It is okay. Upcycling is about reusing, repurposing. As I said before, some bottles are just beautiful. You can print labels from online. You can have your kids decorate a jar they can use for holding their crayons, etc. But with this said, do not limit yourself. Once you have gone through these steps, try new things. Look up tutorials and on upcycling. Also, keep in mind that just because you are reducing your carbon footprint, it doesn't mean you can't just have a little fun. You will make a few mistakes along the way, and you will use the wrong materials. Paint will smear, and you will use the wrong glue, and you will make a few more mistakes. No worries. That's the fun part of upcycling. It is trying new things, saving money, and reducing waste. Well, for now, remember, life is about possibilities and not impossibilities. Stay well till next time.